Welcome to the Boogie Down Bombers Podcast. A podcast talking all things Yankees and baseball.
Now batting for the Yankees.
Now, here's your hosts, Austin, Tim, and Nick.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Boogie Down Bombers Podcast. I'm Austin Verhill, and along with Tim LaDuca and Nick Giovanelli, today we have to talk about the Yankees playing in sort of this all-or-nothing situation, like situational playing they're doing right now. They won 10 in a row, which was phenomenal. It was a very fun 10 games to watch.
It's pretty beautiful, I must say.
Yeah, very nice. They were doing this weird thing where they are either winning or losing by 10 runs now.
Yeah.
And I don't think I like it very much. It plays with my emotions too much. And I'm not a fan. I am a fan of, however, the fact that we won 10 in a row. So what were you guys thinking through those 10 wins where we legit went from, I think it was 21 and 21 to 31 and 21?
Well, it seemed like the Yankees couldn't lose. And like I think I said, this was right. The winning streak started halfway.
When we recorded last, they had a 5-game winning streak.
Yeah, and since then, they won 5. They've dropped 2. They're going to win tonight against Toronto. They already have a 2.
They're already up against Toronto right now. Woo!
But the pitching is what was most impressive to me. You know, yeah, you're putting up 20 runs, 13 runs, 10 runs in 3 straight games against the Blue Jays. But those runs comes late. Those compile on top of each other after you already give up a couple. Garcia in this winning streak has 2 wins, which I think is huge. We put that in our swag or no swag. But I think the pitching heading into the playoffs has been looking really good, and that's what they're going to need to win in the playoffs. We've seen that the formula in the regular season is hitting home runs and scoring a lot of runs. The formula in the postseason, unfortunately, for the Yankees sometimes is pitching, and I think it's coming around just at the perfect time.
Now, here's a hard question. If Hap continues to pitch the way he has pitched,
mm-hmm.
now and the rest of the season and rest of the postseason, what are we doing with Hap at the end of the year?
What do you mean, after the postseason?
Yeah.
I'm not taking him back.
Me neither. I think
just
you,
because...
You catch lightning in a bottle here. Sorry.
Yeah, it's... He's pitching well because he got called out for his statements that didn't make sense.
But here's the thing.
He had a 6-something ERA, man. Like, come on.
We cannot... By any stretch of the imagination, I mean, it's a possibility, but the Yankees cannot let Tanaka, Paxton, and Hap walk.
I think we only keep Tanaka.
Me too.
What are we going to do? Like, what do they do?
Well, Davey Garcia is getting a starting job next season.
Yes, Davey Garcia is in the rotation. So right there you have, let's say they only keep Tanaka, right? You have Cole 1, Tanaka 2,
Garcia 3.
Garcia 3, and then...
Well, 3, 4, 5, we can just list. Who are 3, 4, and 5? Garcia? They can be in any order. It's Garcia,
Schmidt.
Schmidt? Is that a question mark?
Like maybe Schmidt's 5, Montgomery 3.
Oh, Montgomery. I forgot about Montgomery. Yeah, he's definitely up there.
But Montgomery's not a 3 starter.
Oh,
he's not.
Got Severino.
Severino's coming back. Oh, thank Christ. Dude, that's a scary situation if Sevy's not there. But
yo,
that's the thing.
I completely forgot about him. That's beautiful.
But we forgot about him for a reason, correct, guys?
He's been injured.
Yeah, because if we have Severino this year, it's not the Rays winning the AL East, it's us.
I think that's a fair assumption to make, but do we expect to get Severino back at the top of his game immediately after Tommy John?
Doubtful.
Do we expect everyone to stay healthy next year.
No.
You can't come into a season. David Cohen has said this on multiple occasions. You cannot go into a season with only five starters. You're going to need starts. Tanaka seems to be okay injury-wise, but, I mean, that elbow's hanging on by a thread.
But we say that every year.
Yes, but eventually it's going to happen.
Nah.
Severino has been hurt the past 2 years. I mean, Cole is your one reliable guy.
Hopefully. Let's knock on some wood there.
Garcia has been great, but the sample size has been small. And Schmidt, we haven't even really seen yet.
I don't think Schmidt's in the rotation to start off the year.
No, I don't think he is either.
I think we roll with, if everyone's healthy, Cole, Tanaka, Severino, Garcia, Montgomery, and Schmidt if anyone gets hurt. Or if he just takes over for Montgomery.
I want to look up impending free agent pitchers.
While you do that real quick, the comment on the Rays. I think even with Severino, the Yankees could fall victim to a 10-game losing streak like they did. That's almost kind of fluky. And it pretty much happens to every team every year. They go on a pretty bad skid. Besides the Tampa Bay Rays opening the second week of the season with five-game losing streak. You ready for this one? They haven't lost two in a row. Oh, never mind. They lost three in a row down there. But after a five-game losing streak to begin the season, they've only lost back-to-back games once.
Now, next year, I mean, it's not
good names.
There's Kluber, but that's a club option. There's Trevor Bauer, but that's not going to happen.
Nope.
There's Robbie Ray. There's Robbie Ray, who has been bad this year. There's Paxton and Tanaka, who are both Yankees.
There's Stroman.
Jake Arrieta, who has a club option. I cannot imagine the Phillies taking that club option.
No.
I also can't imagine us picking him up.
There's Marcus Stroman, who I don't know how much money he expects to make. And there's...
You know who's a free agent?
Who's
Chris Archer.
Dude, what happened?
I bet you the Pirates re-sign him. They double down. Funny. They just give him a ton of money.
They should re-sign him.
Just you don't have to with what they gave up, man.
Just don't give him that much money. Here's the, people look at him as like a joke, but I don't think
he wasn't the problem. It was what they gave up for him that was the problem.
Yeah, they gave up too much for him, which wasn't his fault. And there's
so much,
and people need to realize there is room for players in the league that aren't elite. There's room for that? A player doesn't have to be elite to be considered valuable.
But he's just not.
No, he's been bad since. Like, I know what you mean. Like, Archer isn't the example.
He's not horrible, but he hasn't been all that great at all.
So here are the top free agents going into next year. I mean, this is all positions, so a lot of these aren't going to happen. JT Realmuto will not be a Yankee.
I hope he's not a Met.
I'm letting you know right now, I am very much a Gary Sanchez guy. I mean, I have defended him at almost every single turn. If you ask me how quickly I would trade Sanchez to get Realmuto, immediately.
I hate that I... the same.
Immediately. I would do it in a second. Is it going to happen? No, of course not. But I would do it immediately. That doesn't mean I'm not happy with Gary. I'm very much okay with having the second best catcher in the league.
Speaking of Gary Sanchez, I think not having a proper spring training mess with him the most. Because look at him now.
I agree.
Last 7 games, he's hitting almost 300. I know it's not the biggest stat, but it's a lot better than the 123 it was for the rest of the year.
The people are not taking into account spring training. Like, that's why I don't think people aren't criticizing Christian Yelich for it, because I don't think we could. I don't want to say that the title doesn't count, because we all, every team had the same amount of time to prepare.
Yeah, but like, certain players need it more than others.
Exactly.
But Cody Bellinger, too. He's been ass this year.
So the 2020 World Series is going to count just as much as the 2021 and the 2019. However, I think fans should be, I don't want to say okay, but like, understanding of why players aren't playing up to their level.
Yeah. I can agree with that.
I hate Jose Altuve. Do I think he's all of a sudden just bad now? Yes. No. Do I hope he's just bad now? Yes.
I don't care, he's bad. He sucks. He's horrible.
Alright, so here are the free agents. Mookie Betts. Oh wait, no, he just signed. This is old list, I guess. JTR Muto. George Springer.
Me gusta. I love Springer.
Marcus Semien. I don't
want to see him touch anything that has to do with the Yankees.
I don't either.
I bet you Simeon's is an Oakland A, which is kind of crazy because they don't re-sign players. But
yeah, they're going to trade him for Brett Lowry. Trevor Bauer, not going to be Yankee. Michael Brantley.
Michael Brantley.
Yeah, he's the most lovable Astro, and that's because he's still kind of an Indian. Robbie Ray.
Nah.
Not great. Nick
Castellanos. How much do we trust the Yankees' ability to...
Nick Castellanos has an opt-out, I think. Not at all. None whatsoever.
There are some teams who I feel confident to be able to get a pitcher back on track, like the Houston Astros did with the... Not back on track, but they really exposed Cole's talents.
Yeah, they enhanced him.
Yo, and Charlie Morton. That dude's nuts now.
And there are teams like the Yankees where Sonny Gray goes, where, what's that guy? What's that guy's name with the beard? Lance Lynn. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
I don't think they can develop him the same way other
analytics-driven clubs can. I hope that's not a Yankee problem. I hope that is a Larry Rothschild problem. I don't think it is at all.
But like,
what, a Yankee
Sonny
problem?
Gray?
No, a media problem. Sonny, Go ahead, Nick.
Sonny Gray went from Oakland, where he was pretty good, like above average, to the Yankees, where he was not that great. Then back to Cincinnati, where he's great. He's like insane now. Lance Lynn we got him from the Rangers, right?
We didn't get him. Yeah, we got him from the Twins.
Where he was pretty average there.
No, Cardinals. Not great.
No, wherever he was, he was pretty average. Yeah. Wasn't good with the Yankees. And now, for most of the season, he was a Cy Young candidate with the Rangers.
Here's the thing. Lance Lynn, I don't think we could put... I think Lance Lynn is like one of the biggest, like the one of the weirdest stories... I don't think we could fault the... We could 100% fault them for Sonny Gray. Sonny Gray was vocal about not liking what he was doing.
He was.
And we were... About that. We as Yankee fans were shitting on him when he was so right.
He was like, yo, I don't want to throw these pitches.
Stop telling me to throw these sliders. I don't think it was the media... Or the city.
I think the city can play a bigger deal than your... Full 100% the reason why, but you got to give it some credit.
You're downplaying it too much.
Yeah.
Well, like, it's, you know what? I think I'm kind of playing too much of polar opposites here, because I think people overrate it so much.
I think people like, do it as well, but that I'll still doesn't take away that it happens.
Like people saying, it is a thing, but I don't think it's a thing as much as people are saying it is. For example, I don't think Trevor Bauer has any fucks in his arsenal to care what anyone says about him in the city. Like, people up Trevor Bauer couldn't be a Yankee because of the city. He would not care. I don't think I've ever seen anyone care less than Trevor Bauer does. So,
I hope you're right about that.
Marcus Stroman is another one.
Wasn't that great in New York?
Well, didn't really have much time. He got hurt. He's coming off an injury. I mean, like, sign it to approve him deal. I'm not mad at it.
You know, but Trevor Bauer hasn't played in a big market. He's played in Arizona, Cleveland for most of his career. Now he's in Cincinnati. No one cares.
He would be a disaster with the media.
Yeah.
Well, the media would rip him, but I don't think he'd give a damn. Like, I don't think it affects his pitching.
But the team gives a damn.
Not giving a damn would be bad for New York. He'd not give a damn publicly, where he's like, I don't fucking care what you guys are talking about. You guys are stupid. Instead of just saying, okay, yep, you're right. Need a better performance. Thanks for I'm glad my teammates did this. Yeah, you're right. I know, I struggled tonight. Glad my teammates backed me up. There's a different way to not let it affect you. He would be like, bro, I don't fucking, like, I wish I wasn't here talking to you. You guys are stupid, you're less than me. He's so arrogant. Oh my God.
Marcus Stroman had a 53.7 ground ball rate percentage. That ranked fifth among starters in 2019.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, that's, we like he that. He's allowed less than one home run over 9 innings over the last 3 years.
Less than one?
Yes. 0.89.
All right, that's pretty damn good.
Now, I'm looking at MLB trade rumors, and it says both Marcus Stroman and Robbie Ray will likely be looking to top the 4-year, $68 million deal signed by Nathan Eovaldi. And 5 years isn't out of the question. Here's the thing. He shouldn't have, and neither should Robbie Ray. And I don't think Marcus Stroman should either.
They shouldn't get those deals, but now they're going to be like, hey, he got them. He got one. Where's ours? We're better than him.
Justin Turner's a free agent. Over the past 3 seasons, Turner's
we get Gio, though.
145 weighted runs created plus, ranked 8th in baseball among qualified hitters. Better than Anthony Rendon, Freddie Freeman, Cody Bellinger, and Mookie Betts. Jesus. You guys hear all that? I had like 40 ESPN notifications. DJ LeMahieu, I think it's safe to say we need to re-sign him.
Don't sign DJ LeMahieu to an extension, I will find Brian Cashman and make him do it.
Nick Castellanos.
He's got a player option.
Yeah. He's going to take the player option. Like, he's,
you know who else is going to take their player option?
He's going to opt out.
Really?
He's going to make way more money than that deal he got.
He's making $14 million this year.
He deserves more than that.
But you know who is going to take their player option? You know?
Who's that?
You know? Giancarlo Stanton with his $29 million.
Oh, for sure. for sure. Simmons, you said opted out, correct? So,
he opted out of the season. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah.
He's also a free agent. That might be the last time we've seen Simmons in an Angels jersey.
Anderson Simmons, keep him in mind for later in the show.
Marcelo
Find out. Ooh.
Marcelo Suna.
Would love him, but we don't.
On his proof of deal, Mike Minor. For some reason, there's a section of this fan base that would have traded Davey Garcia for him.
Mike Minor.
James Paxton. We've talked about this multiple times. I want him back. I don't care what anyone says. Didi Gregorius.
Let me see.
Guys.
We can't resign him.
Guys.
It's not happening. Don't even think of it. Don't get your hopes up for something that's just not going to happen. Ooh, Shane Green is a free agent.
Guys.
Kinda sucks now, though.
Maybe we could sign Shane Green and then trade him for Didi Gregorius. Dude. I want Didi back.
I want him back, but I don't think we need...
Tell all those shortstops that this shortstop...
That their play is whack. Dude, let me tell you something.
I have a good one. I have a good one. Wait, I have a good one. You know who's a free agent? Anthony Rizzo.
You if it wasn't too much effort, I'd leave the podcast and rejoin. No shot.
Dude, Anthony Rizzo and Luke Voit platooning?
Oh, I didn't mean it like that. I just wanted to say he was a free agent.
Bruh.
Well, they have club options. Now, the...
Oh, he does.
The Cubs have no money, so maybe.
He'll do it. He's not... I guarantee you he's not leaving.
Anthony Rizzo? Chris Bryant.
How long until Chris Bryant's not a Cub?
Maybe this year. He struggled. Him, Rizzo, and Baez have a...
Isn't he hurt right now?
Slash line combined.
What did you just say, Nick?
Isn't Chris Bryant hurt right now?
He hurt Tim's heart.
Okay.
Yeah, so I want Didi back. I mean, look at this year.
I want one.
Look at this year and then tell me we couldn't use Didi Gregorius.
We couldn't use Didi Gregorius.
Dog. For real?
You asked. You said, do it. So I did it. You know who we really could have used and who I think we should sign? Liam Hendricks.
Dude, if we could somehow get Kirby Yates, I'm daydreaming right now.
Why would you want Kirby Yates over Liam Hendricks? Oh, Kirby Yates is a better pitcher. Tommy John.
Ozzy.
Oi, oi, oi.
Kirby Yates is going to have Tommy John because I had him on my fantasy team and that's what's happening.
What's fantasy?
Yeah, 45 days. No, but I saw the notification that he said he's getting hurt.
Guys, can you help me with this whole fantasy thing? Because
he got elbow surgery in 4 weeks ago.
Jordan Alvarez is in my starting lineup, but he's not in the starting lineup for Houston tonight.
You sure?
And Gavin Lux is in my starting lineup, but he's not in the starting lineup for the Dodgers tonight.
Yo, give me... Oh, wow. Whoa.
Yo, Biggio could go screw himself.
Liam Hendricks has an ERA plus this year of...
He just hit a home run, by the way.
341. 341 ERA plus.
That's bad.
Tell me that's not crazy.
That's crazy bad. It's bad.
His ERA plus is bad.
Yes.
His FIP is 128. Bro, that's so good.
Dude.
Imagine 128? Him in a bullpen. What?
What if his whip was 128? Like, 128 walks and hits.
But his whip, now that you brought that up, his whip is .682. Give me Liam Hendricks.
Give me Liam Hendricks.
The White Sox should sign Jose Quintana.
Kirby Yates. What is this?
Y'all need to chill out with the Cubs slander.
That's not Cubs slander.
It's not slander.
That's White Sox motivation.
That's backdoor. That's a backhanded slander. That's back slander.
I'm just saying, Jose Quintana would look really good in black pinstripes.
Ozzy.
Oi, oi, oi. You guys know what time it is?
It's time for the Yankees to extend LeMahieu and then sign Liam Hendricks.
No, it's actually it's time to continue talking about the Yankees. Because you guys know who's leading the home run. Hold on, I'll try everything over again. You guys know who's leading the league in home runs?
Giancarlo Stanton. Like I said, he would be in the beginning of the year. Remember that?
Alex Avila.
Alex Avila.
Dude, whenever I think of the Tigers, I think of Alex Avila.
I think of, what's his name? Was it Victor Martinez?
Oh,
I like that.
I think. Remember when he was with the Red Sox? It's very funny that none of us think of Miguel Cabrera, but...
Well, obviously I think of Miguel Cabrera.
I don't think of Miguel Cabrera because I don't care about him.
Well, what? I don't really care for Cabrera either.
I have a jersey.
Galarraga?
Yo, main man.
So, Luke Voit is leading the league in home runs with 21 currently. And it looks like he's going to lead the league in home runs to end of the year.
Just knock on wood right there.
Luke
Voit might have saved the Yankees season.
He did. On one foot. Did.
Yeah, and by the way, he needs to keep his hair that long forever and that headband forever.
Yep.
Yo, that headbands are kind of lit.
Oh, for sure. You think Voit. Eric Kratz throws knuckleballs like that if he's never worn a headband?
You know, his knuckleball is pretty nasty.
No, dude, it's sick. Like, I think he might have won nastiest pitch of the day by a pitching ninja. Like, unironically. Right. Like, unironically.
Because yeah, it was nasty.
It was a nasty knuckleball.
All right, Dickie, watch out.
Dude, we need more knuckleballers in the league.
I'm good.
I love myself a knuckleballer.
Why don't we have any knuckleballers?
Well, because R.A. Dickey retired.
Hard now.
R.A. Dickey's retired and Steven Wright's an asshole.
No, but I mean, how is no one... No, is it just because we're just so concerned with velocity now?
Yep. I think that's exactly what it is. But
so wouldn't a knuckleballer come in and just tear the league up?
Exactly my point.
Why do you think Eric Kratz can strike someone out? Because no one sees a knuckleball anymore.
I would have cracked that thing over the
green. I'd have taken it 450 dead center.
No way. No shot. You guys are hitting it negative 30. If you're lucky, you'll get a foul ball back.
Fastest pitch I've probably ever seen. How fast was it clocked at?
Like 67.
Damn. Nah,
that boy got heat.
I've seen mid 70s. I didn't really see it, but I was there for it.
I was in the box.
So you guys know how I brought up Steven Wright, the douchebag.
Yeah.
He played for the Red Sox.
This is great Yankees news, by the way.
The Red Sox play in Fenway. A fan broke into Fenway during the Yankees and Red Sox game the other day. And it was perhaps the weirdest thing I've ever seen happen in a game.
How did they get on the monster?
Dude, hire security. Like, what was that? Why could he just walk in?
We got no fans, so...
Walk in and then climb up to a very dangerous point of the ballpark...
And start throwing hats on the field.
No contention. Contested. The word. You know what I'm trying to say? Just no intervention. No one trying to stop him. He's just yelling about 9/11 in the Boston Marathon.
Was you he guys, actually?
Yes. You guys want to know...
Oh, I didn't know he was going bonkers.
Yeah, and
you guys,
I thought you were just...
Oh, yeah. Completely normal guy. You guys want to know my favorite thing that he said?
Oh, I'm scared.
He looks at Michael Chavis, who wears number 23, and he just yells at him, "Hey, 23, who do you think you are, Michael Jordan?" And then he throws a Nerf football at him. So when he first climbs up, he screams, Boston loves New York. Boston loves New York. Remember 9/11? Boston Marathon. America. And then he goes on that tangent about Michael Chavis not being Michael Jordan. And then he throws a football at him. He also had a blue Yankee hat where he drew the word, the letters FD, like before the NY, so it was like FDNY. I actually think he did it the opposite way. I think he did NYFD. I don't know what was going on with this guy.
What is FD?
Some sort of drug.
Yeah, the FD means fire department. But he was not having Michael Chavis. He was wearing a Boston jersey, so he's a fan of the Red Sox. But him and Michael Chavis got beef, I think. I don't know.
He did some push-ups. Did we talk about that?
He did push-ups?
By the way, he was standing directly next to two cameramen who didn't seem to care at all.
It's not their job to remove people from the
stands. No, but like they didn't
film it.
They were probably worried.
I understand that, but they had no reaction.
Yeah, dude.
I would have been in like a fighting stance. Like, dog,
are you
going
to go up to the crazy dude that broke into the stadium and fight him?
No, I'm worried about him coming to me.
Who? Why? They're just going to sit there and record it. That's their job.
Well, they can't point the camera that way. They weren't recording it.
Someone was, right? Leave me alone.
Yeah. the cameras behind the plate were recording it. Not the ones directly next to him. That would be way too close of a shot.
How hard is it to turn and just zoom out?
Well, that's not their job. You know, they have multiple camera angles. So,
you know, go fight the crazy guy that broke in, right?
I don't know. This might have been my favorite thing that's ever happened, to be honest with you.
Ooh, if we're Abreu, he's coming for Luke Voit. He's got 19.
How many games are left? There's not many.
It's like a week.
Come on, Voit. Keep it up. I would love that. By the way, we got a week left. I'm just going to mention this. I think we're going to talk a little bit more about it later. But if nothing changes, we will play the Twins.
Sheesh.
Who I know are good, but how many times we got to beat these boys? So we'll talk about that a little bit later, I believe. Aroldis Chapman suspension may be held until 2021.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I don't see any way he's not going to serve in the playoffs. It's just not going to happen.
I think he should have just taken it.
Yeah, I think he should have done it already. I don't know. Who cares, to be honest with you?
After those 2 days against the Red Sox, they should have just taken it. It was like a no-brainer.
Yeah. I think it's too close to the playoffs.
I guess.
Now, I have one more thing I want to close out with the Yankees. I understand that Stanton has been hurt, but I don't think people realize how good this guy is.
He's not.
I'm gonna tell you his stats right here, and I want you to tell me what you think about them. His slash line is .298, .437, and .596. Now, I think most of the Stanton haters hated him because they're old and only like batting average. 298.
And strikeouts.
Yeah, strikeouts too. But I have gone on multiple tangents about strikeouts. I don't care about strikeouts. He has an OPS plus of 184. He has a W. Whoa.
Sorry.
Someone just got hit in the head with the pot. He has a WRC plus of 180. Giancarlo Stanton is very good at baseball.
He's back, baby.
He's going to be a machine for us next year. Lock it down. I am telling you now, on September the
22nd
of 2020, that 2021, Stanton is going to have an MVP type season.
I hope your guarantee is better than mine.
The first ball he made contact with since coming back from injury, 110 miles an hour off the bat. Then 111, then 108, then 109. That was the one.
Yeah, it doesn't come off slow.
Then he struggled for a little bit, even had a 49 mile per hour field out against the Red Sox. But then 90, 117, that was a he got out on that one, and then 107 mile per hour double. Man's hitting the piss out of the ball.
Yeah, that's right on the screws.
Jesus. 117?
Dude, imagine that. Out. Oh. Imagine trying to catch that ball. That has to be a scary feeling.
I just want to just relive the feeling on the second game of the season, the 121 mile per hour home run he hit.
Oh my lord. It got out of there in a hurry.
It was pretty beautiful.
I'm pretty sure, what's his name? John Sterling said that he didn't really get all of that one.
I wouldn't be surprised if he actually said
no, that. It couldn't have been that one. It actually couldn't have been. That thing was crushed.
Yeah, there was no doubt.
Maybe it was the 103 mile per hour one against Tampa Bay. That seems more right.
Which, by Stanton standards, he might not have gotten all of it.
Yeah. I don't know. Neither here nor there.
Let's take a quick break and hear a word from our sponsors. Come hashtag prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about top-tier athletes in a respective sport. Choose 5 out of the top 10 player prop options to build your lineup. Each prop has a fantasy point total associated with the over or under based on its likelihood to occur. The more points a selection is worth, the riskier it is. Rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. Thrive has awarded over $1,300,000 in prizes since launching in 2018. Use promo code BOOGIE when you sign up today, and you'll receive an instant $20 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website at www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and hashtag prop up today.
You're listening to the Boogie Down Bombers podcast. Here's your hosts, Austin, Tim, and Nick.
Hey, you guys know what time it is?
Please do tell.
Now it's time for swag or not swag.
Swag.
This is my new favorite segment.
Very swag.
Me too. It's the best segment of all time.
Let's go.
So we're going to start off with, I mean, this is what we did last week. This is what we're going to do. The order is going to be Tim, Nick, Austin. I mean, we got to save the best for last, obviously. So, Tim.
Stop the cap.
Lead us off. What is your first topic in swag or not swag?
All right, my first topic is a little bit of cheating. It requires rapid fire with no explanation. I'm going to read off teams we could play in the playoffs and just give me your instant swag or no swag reaction of wanting to play them or not.
But
I'll start from the bottom. Toronto.
Swag.
Cleveland.
Swag.
Swag.
Houston.
Swag.
Swag.
Really?
Yep.
I hesitate.
Face them.
I hesitated, but I just want to beat the shit out of them so bad.
I don't want to face them. I don't want to face Cleveland. Honestly, if I was to say swag for any of these, it's only the Blue Jays. Minnesota.
Swag. You're not going to say swag for Minnesota?
Swag, I mean, our history is very good.
Oakland.
Not swag.
White Sox.
Swag.
Swag.
Swag. Tampa Bay.
Not swag.
No swag. No
swag. Oh, my God. That's scary. All right, and then I'll give you the top three teams we could play in the World Series. Dodgers.
Not swag.
I mean, I want to play a good team in the World Series, but it would be hard. So, but I'm gonna say swag.
That's the idea.
Plus, the uniforms, the uniform combination would be freaking sick.
Cubs. Oh my God, Cubs.
Swag. That's swag. That's the easiest World Series we could win.
I'm leaving Atlanta.
Not swag.
Not swag.
I think we could beat any three of those teams. I think Dodgers are probably the hardest.
I think we can.
I think Dodgers are the hardest. I think the Cubs are the easiest. I mean, that's not a shot at you, Tim. I just legitimately think the Cubs would be our best option.
All right. Next, Nick, you're up.
Oh, wait.
Or do I do both?
Can I just
no, it alternates.
Can I add on to your swag or not swag for a quick second?
Yeah.
Padres.
Swag.
I mean, we got that. If I'm being honest.
All right. My first swag or not swag. Jose Ramirez in the MVP conversation.
Swag. It's every year. Except, like,
swag.
Last year he struggled.
Going off this year, though.
I mean, especially I'm going to say not swag. I'm going to say not swag because I think Jose Abreu's above him. Mike Trout's above him. Shane Bieber's above him. So he's not top three. So, I mean, if you're not three...
He's got to be there. In my opinion.
But he's not top three.
Yeah.
So not... I guess not swag. All right. Here's mine, and I'm worried about this one. Brett Gardner returning to the Yankees next season.
Oh, my God. Swag. Not swag. Please.
I love him, but
it's time.
Why would he not be a Yankee?
There's no reason for him to not be, and that's what sucks.
He should be, I mean, he's got to be a Yankee next year. I'm not saying...
But he doesn't have to. If he plays, he has to be a Yankee. That's what...
If Clint Frazier's your left fielder.
I would hope.
Clint Frazier's your left fielder. There's no questions, no doubts. But Brett Gardner's on your bench. For sure. And I think he should be. I don't get why people are trying to get rid of him so fast.
So what do we do with Mike Tauchman?
I mean, you keep him up. You have the two field. You got the two outfielders on the bench. So you have Tauchman, you have Gardner. I think you fire Tyler Wade into the sun.
They play different positions.
No, but I'm just talking about their bench. How many bench players could we have?
Who do you keep for Tyler Wade then? Tyro Estrada?
Yes.
You would prefer Tyro Estrada over Tyler Wade?
Yes.
Yes.
Why? What?
Just I like at Estrada. Bats. Just at bats.
Estrada's so bad. Now I gotta look up their stats and just back up my numbers.
Tyler Wade is fast, but seems to not know how to run the field. I mean, the bases.
Tyler Shatter doesn't get on the field.
I don't care what you say, dog.
Man.
The Phillies let Torres go.
You guys want to know what Tyler Shatter's OPS plus is?
Not really.
I'm going to tell you anyway. It's 29.
So,
and he's young. So
he's got a negative 0.2 war. He's 24.
All right, now do Tyler Wade.
Wade is experienced, I'm saying.
Wade is a little older than him.
Now do Tyler Wade. Tell me his.
Wade has a positive war at 0.5, and he's got a 66 OPS plus.
Oh.
Wow.
What do we think? Why are we having this debate? We're talking about a bench player and an MVP.
I would prefer this bench player over the other one.
Whatever. I don't care. Wait, Tim, did you say swag or not swag for Brett Gardner returning to the Yankees?
Not swag.
Because it isn't swag.
I'm done with him. However, I wouldn't mind him to be a Yankee, because that's pretty unique in this era of baseball. Be a Yankee forever. So just retire, I guess. But he's not
now.
Ready
here's the
he's
thing.
Not, yeah, he's not ready.
Here's the thing. Is this not going to hurt you guys as much as it'll hurt me to see Brett Gardner go?
It's going to hurt.
It'll hurt me, but it's
yeah.
Competitively,
I think
fine.
You're the most affected by it.
This is the first player I think I will ever see where I have watched both his debut and his retirement in a legitimate career.
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
How does that not crush you? Yeah, fucking vroom vroom, am I right?
I love Brett Gardner. He's one of my
And he is not. I am telling you right now, I will not accept Brett Gardner retiring in front of nobody.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Not gonna retire.
He's going to play next year.
It'll be with the Yankees.
It's going to have to be, but I just can't take any more of watching two fastballs down the middle and swinging at a low and away slider and striking out.
Whatever. I don't care. The biggest
you don't
swag
care about
I
that?
Could, biggest swag I could ever give a thing. I'm giving this. And it's not I don't even get to choose because it's not my thing, but I don't care. I'm giving it a swag. All right, Tim, you go.
I mean, you can still
Miami
give it
Marlins,
the swag.
Miami Marlins making the playoffs.
Swag.
It's swag. Go ahead.
It's not swag. That invalidates this year a lot.
What if they're good? Okay.
Houston making it with a negative record.
Hold on.
Invalidates all right. it already.
Tim, I have a question.
Yeah.
Next year, they make the playoffs.
This is exactly... This reminds me of the Red Sox-Dodgers trade. I mean, yeah, you got to wait to see what happens, but based on this season, makes me feel like they're not a good team. Makes me feel like this is kind of an invalidated season. Sure, I could be proved wrong, but at face value right now, which is what we're doing, we're podcasting about right now, yeah, kind of looks a little suspicious. Not suspicious as in a competitive, like, they're cheating or someone's throwing a season or anything like that, but maybe it was a little bit too much of a fluky season.
But
this is why
here's
we
the thing.
Don't need expanded playoffs.
That's exactly what I was going to bring up.
I think they're in without it. Yeah, they're the second wild card team.
Good for them. Wait, so then how does that invalidate it for you? Because they would make it anyway then.
No, I mean just like the whole... way the season's going overall.
Well, true. I mean, the World Series champions are awful right now.
But that happens.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was
did
gonna...
it every other year. The Red Sox did it twice in the last decade.
I mean, I thought I knew they were going to fall off. I think everyone knew they were going to fall off. I mean, they chose Strasburg over Rendon, but
oh, God, this again.
I don't... I didn't expect them to be like one of the worst teams in the league. I mean, that's exclusively for the Royals.
Yeah. You know who started off the season really bad then won the World Series, though? The good old Nationals.
Yeah, but that was the Nationals with Anthony Rendon in the lineup.
You get my point, dude. I'm just saying. I'm excited for there to not be a 60-game season next year.
I'm very excited for that not to happen. I do not like the 60-game season.
Yeah, this needs to go.
I'll be right back.
All right, we're better off without you. All right, so it's whose turn now? Wait, we gotta wait for we have to wait for Tim to come back. we can't do this without him.
I'm trying to think of something else to bring up that isn't my swag or not swag topic.
You want to bring up how Citi Field has caught on fire 2 years in a row?
It's kind of weird. I hope it happens. I don't hope that they catches on fire, but wouldn't it be really weird if it happened 3 years in a row?
I mean, it's weird that it happened once. Well, technically, yeah. I don't think Citi Field caught on fire this time.
I don't think it's Citi Field. I think it's something next to it.
You can just see the smoke. I think it was one of the. You've been to Citi Field, right? I mean, you're in Queens, right? So, yeah. You know how many auto body shops are next to that freaking place?
Yeah. Like, in my head, I was like, wow, the Mets really are a tire fire. Then I'm like, oh, wait, there's tires right there. Very well.
Yeah, there is, like, here's my thing. And I don't know if this is just a New York thing, but why are all the auto body shops of, like, a county or something directly next to each other?
Whoa, what did I miss?
That has to be awful business strategy.
What did I just come back to?
Is that the We're same for about... you guys? Because
yes.
In Tim my town...
Wait, did you hear the question, Tim?
No.
They're all every auto body shop in my town is on the same street.
That's yeah, weird because then it's a question of, do I want to go to Monroe Muffler or AutoZone or Pep Boys? Not, do I want to go to just Pep Boys?
That's not how it is for us.
It's
the question
weird.
Is, just a ton everywhere. The question is this or that, not this or nothing. You know, it's the same with fast food. Do I want to go to... I see McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King. Oh, do I want McDonald's, Wendy's, or Burger King? Or instead of I drive by one McDonald's, do I want McDonald's or no?
I mean, true, but here's the thing. First off, none of them are
spontaneous decisions.
Yeah, first off, it's like, I need an oil change. I don't care who I get it from. And also, it's not food. It's the same thing no matter where it is.
Probably
and also,
differences? I don't know.
They're all like, they're all like, small businesses. Like, it's not like AutoZone Pet Boys. It's like Joe's and Sal's. Like, it's not... I don't get it. They're all on the same road.
I mean, there's a lot everywhere. For us, anyway.
It's weird. It's weird to me. Like, go on a different street. Maybe people will be much closer to you now. A lot of people will be a lot closer to you now than all of you being in the same spot. Spread out. Maybe you could get a bigger one then.
I mean, they're all still open, so I guess they're doing something right.
I guess. Oh, it's weird.
It is weird.
All right, Tim, it's your turn, right? Nick, it's your turn. Whatever. One of you guys. One of you white boys.
All right. Says the white boy. Swag or not swag? Tyler Lyons.
This is the biggest not swag I have ever heard. If you guys remember my things from last year, why was he ever on this team?
Well, he's on it again.
If there's one player you want to say, hey, Austin, who do you not want to see pitching in this game? It's Tyler Lyons. Combine Yankees Sonny Gray, Yankees Tyler Clippard, Yankees Lance Lynn, and Yankees AJ Burnett. And you have
AJ Burnett.
And you have a better pitcher than Tyler Lyons.
Well, yeah, because AJ Burnett's in there.
Fine, take AJ Burnett out and throw in 2013 Chin-Ming Long.
Wait, where did this even come from?
I hate Tyler Lyons.
Oh, we signed Tyler Lyons to a major league contract and he's back up with us. We sent Michael King to the alternate site and put Ben Heller on the 45-day IL.
Poor Ben Heller.
Yeah. I don't know if it was 45-day, but it was one of them.
He did have 12K per nine last season.
Yeah, great, whatever.
Ooh. That's literally it, though. Everything else is absurdly bad.
I don't care if you strike people out, if in between each strikeout is four home runs.
Yeah. I mean, or 2.84 per nine.
He struck out the side, but he gave up eight hits.
So, I don't want to hear it. You cannot make this a positive thing for me. I do not like Tyler Lyons. I know it.
He's gonna come in this game.
Alright. It's my turn, right? This is the last one?
Yeah. Yep.
This is kind of a two-parter. And it's going to transition into a completely different topic. But it
is...
You didn't
have to say it was going to transition.
Well, it's gonna. I just want to get people ready. Get on your high horses, people. You're not going to expect it.
That you just messed up that saying so bad.
Yeah.
It's not yeah, whatever.
On your high horses, you're not expecting it. What?
Whatever, it makes sense to me.
Anyway, your swag or not swag is?
Jacob DeGrom, by the end of his career, not saying if his career ended today, I'm saying the way you think his career will end should be a unanimous Hall of Famer.
No, not swag. What?
Based on what standards?
Now I'm not saying
There's no reason not to vote for him, or
there will be no reason not to vote for him.
Oh well, then swag, yeah, swag.
Now
I don't
the
think
two
be unanimous.
The two parter is: do you think he will?
Not swag.
No, not swag. We're not going to see many unanimous Hall of Famers.
Okay, so in that case, now that I understand your swag or not swag, first part swag. Second part, not swag.
Yeah, it should and then will were the two parts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the thing. There are so many Hall of Famers that should have been unanimous. And I think, I mean, I brought it up before. I don't think we should keep the standard of that. We're saying... Well, Ken Griffey wasn't even unanimous. How could this guy be? I don't think that should continue. I think Derek Jeter should have been unanimous. I think Mo should have been unanimous, and obviously he was. But, I mean, this is going to transition into who is an active player that are shoo-in Hall of Famers. And I'm going to bring up one that I think should be unanimous. But before I bring up the active one, Adrian Beltre and Ichiro Suzuki.
Goats.
Both should be unanimous.
Whoa, those are two different players.
Yeah, they're different players, but they should both be unanimous Hall of Famers. And in terms of the active... In terms of the active player that I think should be unanimous is Albert Pujols.
Yeah.
Yep. Agreed. I know it's not part of the segment anymore, but swag.
So now, 100%. Let's talk about who are active players that you think are shoo-in Hall of Famers.
Miguel Cabrera.
Now,
this is what I'll do. I'll go through the top 10 in current WAR leaders, and
okay.
Then I'll just skip down to the notable ones after that.
All right, but I want to preface this with, this isn't projections of their career. this is right now, no matter what happens.
Oh, then no. Then not. I would say then no. No, let's project out.
All right, we'll project out players.
Right now, Nolan Arenado, no. But.
Yeah, right now, yeah. Nolan Arenado, no. And I don't think he ends up it. I don't think he ends up it either.
But after the top three, it's all no.
All right, so go top three. Let's hear it.
Other than top ten.
Okay.
And we'll project out to Albert Pujols.
Okay. Albert Pujols for sure. Should be unanimous. For sure.
Yep.
I think you're gonna have a really tough time the rest of your life if you hold if that's what your standard for Hall of Fame is though, where you're looking at the vote. I've given up on the vote. I never really was big on it. I think you're going to always be dissatisfied if you're caught up on the number.
True. But you know what it is? It's not the number. Like, it's just the fact that someone said they shouldn't be.
And there's so many different reasons why, though.
Their reasons aren't baseball related. Their reasons aren't his... Yeah, I don't like how many... I didn't like how his low walk rate. I didn't like this. I didn't like that. Or their defense are bad. Their reasons are, well, this guy's going to get a lot of votes, so I want to give a vote for this guy so he could stay on the ballot a bit longer.
That makes sense to me.
It's stupid. You look at the name.
You're going to be grumpy and dissatisfied with the Hall of Fame forever if this is...
Yes, I will be. I will be. The only way you could fix it... The only way you could fix it is if every voter has to make it public.
Or we stop saying what percentage you got in with.
They just say they made it.
Yeah.
And if it's 100%, be like, he was unanimous.
Because that also gives too much publicity to the voters. This isn't about the voters, and every year it comes down to the voting. Like, we're always more concerned with the voters than the players.
Many people really talked about Jeter making the Hall of Fame. It was all about who didn't vote for him.
Yep.
Who's that one guy?
Well, because
take away the voter stage.
But because Jeter making the Hall of Fame wasn't news.
It was a guarantee, but you get my point.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm trying to help you out. You gotta take away that perspective of it. Mike Trout.
Yes.
Hall of Famer.
Miguel Cabrera.
Yes.
Hall of Famer.
Robinson Cano.
No.
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 The PEDs screwed him.
If he didn't,
he would have been for
positive,
sure.
100%.
Yeah, he would have been.
Think so? I've got no on Cano without.
No, PEDs. No, he would have. He definitely would have.
And keep in mind, this is a top 10. Votto.
I don't know.
He might be like a Larry Walker kind of a situation, where it took him a while. But I think so.
Really?
I'm gonna say no.
Evan Longoria.
No. No.
If he played his whole career against the Yankees, yes.
Ian Kinsler.
No.
No.
Pedroia.
No. If he didn't get hurt all the time. If he didn't get hurt.
Yep.
Braun.
Agreed.
Braun? No. For sure not.
Mookie Betts.
If we're doing projections. We're doing projections. Yes.
Yes.
Now we're skipping through here. Molina.
Yachty? Yeah.
Oh, I
understand, but you gotta look at the catcher. It's the position he plays.
I'm going.
That's true.
You gotta look because people look at the batting too much when it's a catcher.
I mean, it doesn't make it not important.
It kind of does make it not important.
So if we have the worst catcher of all time offensively, but he's the best defensive catcher of all time,
that's not what I'm saying.
No. I know, I'm taking it very far.
Yeah, you're completely misconstruing what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, when you look at a batter, and it's like, let's say he's hitting 260. Let's make it simple. Let's say he's hitting 265. That's like hitting 295 if you're a non-catcher.
Well, yeah.
I want to look at catcher's Hall of Fame stats.
Yeah, you can do that. Let's see. Yadier Molina.
Now, don't compare him to the top of the top. Because you're going to find great batters there. But look at look at catchers hitting in the Hall of Fame.
His career WAR too low. 7-year peak too low. It's not just the hitting.
All right. But
I got no on Molina.
Yeah.
His brother should, though.
Francisco Lindor.
That could go either way.
I think it's too early.
Just too early to tell.
It's too early, but he's got to get out of Cleveland.
Aaron Judge.
Oh, I want to say yes, but it's not right to say right now.
Yeah, it's, again, too early to tell. If he doesn't get hurt much anymore.
If I say yes, it's just complete bias.
Yeah.
Mike Trout is so damn good.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Mike Trout, second, 74 WAR. Bryce Harper, 34th, 33 WAR.
God. It's insane how good Mike Trout is.
Bryce Harper.
No.
Yes.
No.
I got yes on
him. Wait, let me tell you something real quick. Who are the top three in order?
Pujols with 101, Mike Trout 74, Cabrera 69.
When did Pujols debut and when did Cabrera debut?
Pujols has had 20 years. Trout has had 10 years. They're separated by 12 years of age and 25 WAR.
That is bananas.
It's
so crazy.
And when did Cabrera debut? Like 2003?
He is 9 years older than Trout and has been in the league for 8 more years.
8 more years?
Yep.
And has less WAR. And he's a shoo-in Hall of Famer.
Yep.
That's nuts. I forget that Cabrera has rings.
You gotta really... Yeah, they're with the Marlins. You gotta look at... I think everyone should, once a week, just take a look at how good Trout is.
Yeah.
Because if you don't look at it once a week, you're going to forget.
Right. I don't think you'll forget.
And we can do pitchers really quickly.
All right, let's...
Verlander.
Yes.
Hall of Famer.
Zach Greinke.
No.
No.
I'm going to say yes.
Kershaw.
Yes. Kershaw,
100%.
Yes. Scherzer.
Yes.
Hamels.
For sure. Hamels, no.
Felix Hernandez.
No.
Bartolo Maybe. Colon.
No. If Bartolo Colon makes the Hall of Fame, I'd be so pissed.
John Lester.
Mm.
I got no.
Interesting.
I'll go with you with that.
I'm going to go no, but there's a case.
Yeah. Chris Sale.
That's a hard one.
I got easy no.
You know, Chris Sale's like...
Well, because we're doing projections,
in the top
right?
10 of ERA plus or something.
We're doing projections.
He does have the best strikeout to walk ratio in history.
If his career's over, no.
He's third active in ERA plus. That's kind of crazy.
Do you think we're going to see peak Sale again, though?
No.
I don't know if you see
Peak Sale. Is 136 ERA plus.
Peak Sale, it was bananas.
Yeah,
Peak Sale was absolutely nuts. And he was wasted away in those terrible uniforms.
Yeah.
That he cut up.
Then he goes to the Red Sox, gets a ring. I mean,
then blows out
shows what he has already shown, but does it on a bigger stage. And then gets hurt after signing a big contract, but
he was never the best pitcher in a single year, and he's not going to be.
I agree with that.
I guess no, but if he comes back and performs to what he was,
he's got to win a Cy Young coming back.
Yeah.
Is a Cy Young a requirement for you to make the Hall of Fame?
It can't be, because how many relievers have a Cy Young?
No, I'm talking starting pitcher. Is it required?
Just about.
Yeah, for me, yeah.
So are you saying Mike Mussina, no Hall of Fame? Like, he made it, but were you against it?
I mean, how long was he on the ballot? No, I mean, yeah. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, but he's not. He was not a blowaway Hall of Fame. He wasn't like. His Hall of Fame status doesn't, like, wow me.
Now, Mike Mussina was my favorite pitcher.
Hall of Famer, him being a Hall of Famer to me is like, okay, whatever.
Well, here's the thing. There's levels to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's the people that piss you off. And then there's like, yeah, I deserve it, but, you know, give him a few years of scared that he might not make it.
Yeah.
Then there's ones where you're like, how the hell have they not made it? Why is Don Mattingly and Keith Hernandez not in the Hall of Fame?
Keith Hernandez, probably personality and...
Now, that is a thing. I don't think Keith Hernandez's personality is all that bad.
Keith Hernandez.
He's obviously liked now.
He won an MVP. He's liked now. He did have a big cocaine addiction, but who didn't in the 80s?
Yeah.
Who, especially in the Mets.
And why are we judging? Like, I don't know. His batting ink is too low.
If you judge that kind of stuff, then like people like Babe Ruth shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Imagine that kind of stuff. Ty Cobb, jeez, man.
No, none of his stats really match up at all.
But now, here's what we're talking about. That Mike Mussina has like no black ink.
Yeah, but also
he pitched in the AL East, which helped him out a lot.
His Hall of Fame monitor is 14 too low. His batting is 15 too low. Doesn't meet the career WAR requirements. Doesn't meet the 7-year peak requirement. But you can't rely on that.
What do you guys think about the push to get Thurman Munson into the Hall of Fame?
There's a push for that?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah, I mean, see, Mussina doesn't have the black ink, but he does have the Hall of Fame monitor and the WAR. He has the WAR. He blows away the WAR.
Now...
Mussina, no. I don't. Oh, well, I mean, Munson. No.
Munson.
Well, obviously, his career was cut short.
Cut short. I mean, 10 years. He did win an MVP back before they knew what stats were.
Jeez.
Rookie of the year.
In any stat that year.
7-time All-Star, 3 Gold Gloves, 2-time World Series winner.
His career WAR for catcher isn't bad. And he only played 10 seasons.
Had MVP votes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times.
Yeah, because he was a catcher in the 70s.
7 out of 10 years, he has a Hall of Fame vote.
Rookie of the Year
MVP vote.
I don't know. I can see it.
I mean,
and he probably would have amassed enough career WAR to be in too.
He's on the Veterans Committee.
And based on the voting back then, if he played a full season, if he had his stats adjusted for this era, no. His stats back then, though, I think he's getting in. If he went through a full career and then was voted in during the... in 1993, maybe late 80s.
Now, you guys want to hear an interesting... tidbit. Are what are you guys playing with your microphone?
No.
Tim.
I don't think we get a Hall of Famer next year.
Why?
I don't think there's anyone on the ballot that's worth it.
Oh, I was gonna say I thought it was because they're not inducting Jeter this year until next year, but no.
Look at next year's Hall of Fame Next year's Hall of Fame ballot. I don't think there's a Hall of Famer on that list.
Barry Bonds has to get in, man.
Nope. Next year's his last chance, isn't it? Or does he have two more years?
It'll be his ninth year.
So he has two more years. Next year might be the year they do it because those are the only people on the list.
Yo, if we get... Wow, Grady Sizemore might be on it.
That's dope.
And Nick Swisher, AJ Burnett. Michael, how do you spell it? How do you pronounce it? Kadir?
Yeah. Well, here,
Rafael Soriano.
The
I bet you Curt Schilling gets in next year.
Here's the thing. We brought up you brought up personality with Keith Hernandez, and that's a thing they keep in mind. And Curt Schilling is a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a little
like, this is not political. Curt Schilling.
He's just not great.
Non-politically. Zero political affiliation requirement here. Bad person.
Yeah. Not the best person.
When is so Aubrey Huff going...
That you need?
When is Aubrey Huff going on the ballot just so no one can vote for him?
Never.
He might not even... If he's eligible, they might not put him on.
He's won what? He's won the three World Series. It's been it, right?
No, but the only requirements are you got to be in the league for like what, 10 years?
No, and then there's some statistical requirements too.
He won two World Series and he has Silver Slugger, big whoop.
I mean, if Grady Sizemore's on the list, you got to imagine Aubrey Huff is on the list. What is the? I want to find
respect
out.
Grady Sizemore.
Oh, I respect him too, but I'm talking about just...
I get what you mean, though.
Hall of Fame ballot requirements.
When we could see Mark Burley, Torrey Hunter. Maybe Todd Helton will get the votes.
Maybe.
15 years. Oh, wait, no. Played in... 10 seasons.
The minimum.
Oh, I guess there is no statistical.
Yeah, I think you just gotta be in there for 10 years.
And then I think you have to be selected to be on the ballot. I don't think they take everybody.
Shane Victorino.
I always liked him. What about Corey Crawford? What does he get on the ballot? Dude, I loved Corey Crawford.
Wait, Carl Crawford?
Oh, yeah, my bad, Carl. I obviously didn't love him that much. But I was a big Carl Crawford guy. Like, when... Like, Ray's Carl Crawford... Always traded for my franchises growing up.
Oh, he finished with 998 runs. Oh, it's annoying.
480 stolen bases.
That's a lot.
Yeah, he's good. He's good at what he does. Good at what he did. But yeah. I want Aubrey Huff to get on the ballot to tell people to vote for him on Twitter. For no one to vote for him at all. I'm not an Aubrey Huff guy.
Really?
Really.
I couldn't tell.
We don't have time for Around the Horn. So.
Definitely not. This has been a long-ass episode. It's been a good one, though.
Yeah.
So, thank you guys for listening. Around the Horn, we'll be back. Thank you guys
Tell
for listening.
Your friends about swag or no swag.
Facts.
My first off, it's swag or not swag.
Oh, sorry.
Idiot. Alright, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next episode and go Yankees.
Josh Allen MVP, baby.
Garrett Cole's a New York Yankee, baby.
Go Stars.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at BoogiePod and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.